They're going to stick with this. And they gave you the broadcast shot every once in a while. You know, they went to it for a few plays in a row. But I'm all about being behind the quarterback, seeing exactly the route concepts and seeing what those safeties are doing.
It's going to help us understand, and it's going to make us, I think, more fair critics of quarterbacking.
Mm.
I think if we are able to see, especially for the video game players, if you know what read you're making in your head.
And how quickly you have
exactly,
to make it.
And you register somebody as open, saying, yeah, maybe he could have thrown that ball. And you also see disguised coverages, too. Like, you'll see a safety follow a guy in motion, and then immediately pre-snap,
man,
that safety is dropping back to his zone landmark.
Zone, yeah.
When he showed you, man.
They showed him zone and stayed in man on the Yardy Burns interception. And you saw it because of the sky cam, too. It was pretty cool. Now, what do you think you'll lose because of it? Because the depth perception on the first interception, I lost.
Yeah, I need to learn what a 3-yard run looks like as opposed to a 7-yard run. You know,
you're talking about the actual yards gain.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the hitch that he threw to the wide receiver in the slot. I'm like, okay, yeah, he's open, he's dropping that, and then it goes through his head. You know, I'm like,
yes, I know what you
okay,
mean.
All right, that's an interception now. So you'll have to refocus your lens a little bit from what you did previously in viewing football.
It's going to take some time, but I think it's worth it. Olin Krutz, right after an update. Keep it here. You got the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field tomorrow as they take on Minnesota. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Well, some key Bears players still hobbled by injuries ahead of Sunday's matchup with the Lions at Soldier Field. Deion Sims, Danny Trevathan, and Bryce Callahan all missed practice again today. They're all listed as questionable for Sunday, along with Tom Compton and DeAndre Houston Carson. The good news is that Kyle Long is feeling better. Here's John Fox.
I think so. I think, I joke with our trainer sometimes. He goes, well, he feels pretty good. I said, yeah, he's been out for 2 weeks. He ought to feel good. All right. So I think, I think that helps, rest. You had the bye week, and then, really we didn't use him extensively last week against Green Bay. So I think he does feel better, and he looked good in practice.
Elsewhere in the league, Tampa Bay quarterback Jameis Winston accused of groping a female Uber driver in 2016. The league is now investigating. In the NBA, Bulls host the Hornets tonight at the UC. Blackhawks take on the Pens in Pittsburgh tomorrow. And in college hoops, DePaul and Illinois face off tonight right here on The Score at 7:30. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Webb Chevy. Searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago? Visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. The football postgame show on The Score is being presented by Inspire Medical Systems. Take control of your sleep apnea. Visit inspiresleep.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the home for the Built Ford Tough Bears Mondays, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley breaking down the Bears-Lions game and continuing with coverage throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horowitz and Horowitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Let's go with the lineups. You got Olin Krutz, the Hawaiian heartthrob.
Olin Krutz.
Up front, Olin Krutz, the 6-time Pro Bowler.
14-year NFL veteran.
Olin Krutz was a warrior. He embodies what a football player is.
6-time Pro Bowler and 4-time NFL All-Pro.
Touchdown!
Who was that lead blocker?
Olin Krutz with a block.
The old veteran comes out there, cuts the defender off of his feet.
670 The Score football analyst.
You come to the game and you start listing all the guys that are on IR with the bye week, Cat. They get unhealthy during the bye week, which is insane.
Olin Krutz.
The conversation is about the toughest guy in the room. Olin Krutz is being talked about.
Olin Krutz with Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
It's time for us to talk to good old number 57, Olin Krutz. You can follow him on Twitter at Olin_Krutz. He's here on the Bernstein and Goff Show.
He is part of the Scores Bears postgame show along with Hub Arkish and James Big Cat Williams. And he joins us on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. Olin, hello.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we were just talking about the Skycam camera angle from Thursday Night Football. I don't know about you. I'm a huge fan, and I would think that because of how you made your money and what you're able to see and what you're able to appreciate, that you like it as well. Am I right?
Yeah, it was fun to watch and see guys, their exact hand placement and footwork and the way they get in the blocks and the way D-linemen are trying to beat them. And credit the NFL for being a pretty good, as we all know, They're doing pretty well in NFL, $15 billion a year, and so they're still trying to improve and stay ahead of the times. And I heard you guys talking about, you know, it looks like, you know, when you're playing Madden or these video games, and, you know, they're appealing to younger audiences, and credit them for taking that chance and trying it out, because it was fun to watch last night.
You mentioned fundamentals and footwork and hand placement. What do you think is missed the most in terms of line play, not just from the camera angles, but, what, you know, we always joke about the ball. The camera's going to take you to the ball, so watch the line play. What do you think people miss the most? Because all we do is scream and shout if there's a sack given up or a hold or something like that. But what's lost in the sauce when it comes to line play?
Well, the thing that's lost the most, and the thing that no camera angle will show you, is exactly what was everybody's job on that play. Where are guys supposed to be? You know, I remember, you know, I heard that Grissom missed every pass block, and he almost did. But, you know, when you watch the film closely, there's a play where Cody Whitehair just takes, he goes too far, just a half a step too far. And you know, and that gets the guy next to him beat. And, you know, that, people are always saying that O-line more than any other position is five guys that have to work together and everybody has to be on the same page. And that's why a group of guys who are on the field through the whole year, through 16 games, always have a major advantage, or they play a long time together, because they know exactly where each other's going to be and where you're supposed to be. And if you get a guy like on that play where you think he's not going that far and all of a sudden he does, well, you're screwed. So that's something that people really miss in line play.
What do we do about Hronis Grissom? Because you can't have that.
Besides cut him.
You know, Hronis has a lot of things. His pad level was terrible this game, and it has been. He doesn't get his hands inside. He doesn't strain through blocks. He doesn't fight for that extra inch, that extra yard that you need to fight for when you're undersized center. Anyway, you gotta fight for everything in there, and you should never be standing there before the whistle blows. You should be playing to about the echo of the whistle, or maybe even a little after. So that's the first thing he has to work on. Now, the second thing that kind of bugs me when I watch the game is Hronis Grissom's first block. Is a one-on-one back block on Mike Daniels. And if I'm coaching Hronis Grissom, I throw that block out of the playbook because he can't do it. So if you put him on the field, Kyle Long ends up out. You've got to find a scheme that you know, you don't want to change everything for one guy. But asking him to back block Mike Daniels or a one-on-one block on Kenny Clark dominated Cody Whitehair the first game they played up there in Green Bay. So a really good nose guard. So it starts with Grissom being honest with himself and saying, look, I got to get my pads down. I got to strain through blocks. I got to get my hands inside. And then the coach is using him at what he's best at, and that's getting to second level and maybe pulling him sometimes.
So let the listeners know when you say bat block what that means.
I'm sorry, back block. You know, on a power play, you say the nose guard is lined up on my left shoulder. Well, I got him one-on-one. There's a double team on my right side, and I'm one-on-one with the nose guard, and I pretty much got to keep him in that backside A-gap all by myself, which is a tough block for a center. And it's really just it's a street fight. It's what a back block is just a street fight. It's just I'm going to get my hands inside. I'm going to hit this guy, biggest guy, square under his chin, and we're going to see who wants it more. So that's exactly what a back block is, and it's something I wouldn't give Hronis Grissom early in the game against Mike Daniels.
Couple of questions. How would you teach a guy who doesn't have the anchor that Hronis Grissom is lacking in? And also, tackle to center, what kind of line would you put together in today's NFL? Because we always used to hear about the tackles with the left tackle has to have the dancer's feet and the right tackle has to be the mauler and the center has to be this kind of guy. But tackle to center, what kind of line would you have to put together if you wanted to thrive in this NFL?
Now, as far as – did you ask – I'm sorry, your first question was –
Yeah, Hronis Grissom and his anchor. Like, if a guy doesn't have weight.
You know, like, what we just went over is you got to win early if you're not a bigger guy. And by that, I mean early means your footwork's got to be perfect. You got to be under the guy. Your pad level can't be high. And I turn the film on, and if you pause it right after the snap, Hronis Grissom is the highest guy on the line, which doesn't make any sense to me. So he can start right there. You don't have to have an amazing anchor if you win early, if you know what I mean. If your pad level is low, if you win with leverage, if your hands are inside, if your elbows are in, your anchor doesn't have to be great. And, you know, obviously there's the weight room and there's the off season work, which I'm sure he's doing. So, he's just gotta, he's got to work on his technique and just fight for every inch on that football field, first of all. And you know, as far as building an offensive line, it's a tough question because, you know, I want to take the best guy. So, you know, I'm going to take a Walter Jones at left tackle, and I'm going to take a couple of Larry Allen at guard, and throw myself a Damani Dawson at center. And because he's my co-host, take myself a Big Cat Williams. Being strong at right tackle, and I'm going to run the ball all day long.
So you're not going Bernard Robertson, is what you're saying.
Bernard was a good guy, man. I don't know who thought he could play left tackle, but that wasn't a good idea.
I thought you were going to put Hub out there.
He is. Well, you know, Hub does have those knee problems, but before I heard he was quite a running back out there, and I think it was Highland Park he told me about. So
yep.
I would take Hub, too. Behind that line I just named, yes, I would hand it off to Hub.
All right, the story of the week really was Dowell Loggins admitting publicly that they couldn't get the ball to their most dangerous playmaker because of personnel dictated by the defense. And I was dumbfounded by it because Olin, and we're going to talk to Brian Billick about it at 5, and I can't wait to hear his response. But even the bad offensive coordinators I was around, and I was around some bad ones, as you know, even the bad ones thought they could score on any play always had enough of an ego to say, we're going to dictate, we're going to make sure that your defense, you're always adjusting to us. Even if they couldn't do it, they at least thought they could. I've never heard anything like this.
Yeah, the two frustrating answers he had for me was that sometimes the defense would dictate who's in the game and who's not. And then, you know, I think the follow-up question was, how can Tariq improve? And His answer was, well, if his teammates around him improve. And I think I tweeted out that I think Zach Zamen is messing with us. These are not real answers. So, you know, if a guy is getting double teamed, I think that's a good thing. I think that if you put him out there and they have to double him, then it's a good thing to have him on the field. So, you know, Inman can be one-on-one, or Kendall Wright can be one-on-one, or whoever they're playing between Bellamy and McBride can be one-on-one. But, you know, That just confused me. I know that Dahl was probably talking about his pass blocking versus, you know, Perry and Matthews. But if you put him in the backfield, it seems to me that with I think their Morgan Burnett is their safety that was out. With Burnett out and their two linebackers playing, then you can match him up, you know, on a pass route. The linebacker's going to have the running back in the backfield. And if you just start him in the backfield and motion him out, well, now you got him on a linebacker type because you know Morgan Burnett's out, and that seems like a mismatch to me. They're not going to run the safety down from middle of the field to double team a running back. So I did not understand those answers. It didn't go over well with me either, to be honest.
You've been in locker rooms where you can sense that the coach might be on the way out. What is that like? How tense is that? Does it alleviate any pressure on certain guys because now you can play free and fast? Like what happens when you're in week 11 through 17 where you can kind of guess that the coach is on the way out the door?
Well, hopefully guys are still just trying to get better because not only John Fox's job is on the line now. All of those guys in that locker room shouldn't feel too safe with the way they've been playing. So, you know, they should be under pressure. They should want to win. You know, if not for John Fox, it's just for themselves, for their job. And in the NFL, you're always going to be trying to get better and putting a good tape out there for all the teams to see. But, you know, it's not fun, to be honest. It's not fun to be on a bad team. It's not fun to go week to week and you know you're going to struggle to win a game. But you got to go out there and take your personal challenge and take your man one-on-one and try to win more plays than he wins because it's still you versus that guy. And whoever wins the most is going to win that day. So you got to put yourself on film because if you want to be here next year or somewhere else, you better not be quitting on your team.
I always hear players and coaches refer to that putting something on film or using the term, we got to autograph it. Like it's got to be that film is you. That's your job. That's your work. Yet, I think scouts, certainly pro scouts, they know on a team if it's not that season, if it's not going. I wonder also, especially this time of year, if a pro scout understands if a player's dealing with a nagging injury. Perhaps, and a player knows maybe he pulled up there because he's got something that he's not disclosing, or there was something on the injury report. I think these guys are doing their jobs knowing the different circumstances that affect each team and each player, right?
No, and I understand that, but I'm just talking about from my personal view. I just, you know, every time I was on the field, I was gonna match up against whoever I was trying to block, and I was gonna try to win every play and fight him to the last second of the whistle. So that's what I wanted to put on film. I wanted to be prepared for every game. I didn't care what the what our record was. I didn't care who the coach was in the building. When I lined up to play center, I wanted to be pretty good at it. So I was gonna fight on every play. And if you do that, you know, 14 years later, you end up retired, and all you got to do is the postgame show for the score.
Oh, there it is. Olin Krutz joining us here on the Bernstein and Goff Show. Olin, Chris Emma, the score's Chris Emma, has tweeted out that Ziggy Ansah has been ruled out for Sunday's game. That's a big deal. That's a big deal, yeah, because he is one of the best pass rushers in the NFL. He gets sacks in bunches. When a guy like that is out for the game, how does that affect your game plan? Because we're already here on Friday and it's a walkthrough day. Do you do anything differently?
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to give Charles Leno as much help, right? I mean, you know, even though Anthony Zettel had a pretty good year. You know, he's not Ezekiel Ansah. And, you know, as far as the Lions go, just overall on their D-line, Haloti Ngata is on IR. A guy they were going to depend on, Jordan Hill, is on IR. So if you can wear on them a little bit and get a few first downs and have their backups come in for Akeem Spence and A'shaun Robinson, you know, the backups are guys that maybe weren't even going to be dressed this year. You know, I think they have a rookie there. And they have a couple other guys. So the Bears O-line with Kyle Long coming back, there's an advantage in there for them. And they can wear on these guys. It's not kind of, you know, last week we talked, you know, on Friday, and we talked about that the matchup wasn't great for the Bears, especially if Kyle Long was out with Kenny Clark and Mike Daniels and the kid Lowry from Northwestern, who they also had at Green Bay. So they had a good front. And the Lions seemed to be injured on their front. And we all know the Bears got to run the ball to win the game, so more good news for the Bears.
Olin, what does a player do who's scared of prescription pills or drugs? What does a player do in the NFL when it comes to managing pain? Is it something that you just have to succumb to? Because, you know, I think about what Kyle Long has gone through these last few years with all these surgeries and that gruesome ankle injury. And then you think about his past and his history before the NFL. I'm not asking for him, but, you know, in a hypothetical scenario where a guy has had an issue with something before and doesn't want to go down that road, how do you combat that and deal with the pain as an NFL player?
Well, there's a lot of things you can do. Now there's nothing that affects you like, you know, anti-inflammatories or a painkiller, but, you know, then you have to take extra care of your body. You know, you got to eat almost perfect. Don't eat anything that builds inflammation in your joints. You know, you got to get in that ice tub every day. You got to get in cryotherapy. You got to get massages. You got to make sure you're making your chiropractor appointments. You got to make sure you're making your massage appointments. I mean, this is, you know, for some of these guys, this is 2 to 3 hours outside a building, and some of them don't do all of that. So, you know, some of them, if you want to get healthy, there's a lot of things you can do, and you got to be doing it all night. You got to be at home. You got to be putting on the game ready that you know, puts ice and pressure on your ankle, and you just got to be continuously doing that. I remember.
Did you do it early in your career, or did it take a little while?
I always kind of did it, but, you know, to be honest, I had, you know, I was lucky with my health, so it took me to later in my career to kind of have to do all that stuff. But I remember for a story, I remember in the Seattle game in the playoffs before we went to the Super Bowl, I got a bad stinger in my neck. Ooh. And, you know, I'm in Miami and I'm sleeping in a neck brace because trying to get that neck to calm down a little bit, and it wasn't comfortable. But as soon as I was in my room, you know, watching TV or anything, I had the neck brace on to try to alleviate some of that pain in my neck. So, you know, sometimes it's just hours and hours by yourself trying to get healthy and trying to feel better.
Olin, thank you.
Appreciate it, guys.
We'll be listening after the game to the Scores post-game show. He is an important part of that. He's really become a hell of a broadcaster in his old age. Olin Krutz, brought to you by Burlington.
Couldn't just say something nice about
Make your dude. Burlington store your code headquarters and save big on great styles for the family, plus sweaters, scarves, hats, gloves, and boots for way less. Burlington, style for everyone.
What Bears fans should be watching this Sunday. I know what you will be watching, but what you should be watching this Sunday.
Good.
When the Bears take on the Lions.
We need the advice. Thank you. That's next on the Score.
Sports Radio 670. The Score is your official home for Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, and every NFL playoff game through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One Sports.
I'm Bill Ryder, the CBS Sports Minute. The most important contest in the National Basketball Association this year is not who will win the NBA championship. That's settled. It's the Warriors. The contest that actually matters is that for the services of LeBron James. And in Philadelphia is not just win over the Lakers, but the humiliation of Lonzo Ball. Put the Sixers on your list of not just dark horses, but a true contender to lure the chosen one to their town. Philly has the youth and the excellence in Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. It has the major market in Philadelphia, a top five city in this country. And it has the ability to carry LeBron that he needs to make his next decision, possibly one that takes him not westward to Los Angeles and Lonzo Ball and fourth quarter benchings, but eastward to Philadelphia and LeBron James, perhaps as a Sixer. I'm Bill Ryder.
Accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
The Home Depot has holiday inflatables. Tons of holiday inflatables. And because Black Friday savings have already started, you can get 25% off over 30 of your favorite holiday characters. Nobody has more outdoor holiday yard decor. Together, we're going all out to the front yard. With 25% off holiday inflatables, The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid November 16th through 22nd. Limit 3 per customer. See store for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank?
Okay.
The replay boner in the history. That is a great one because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This holiday season, he went to Jared because getting her a blender just didn't sound right. Her ideal gift is waiting at Jared, the Levion Collection. Jared has more exclusive Levion pieces than any other jewelry store in the world. And from November 16th through the 26th, visit Jared.com and you'll receive $100 off any Levion purchase. Sound good? That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Oh. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored 6 times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Oh, maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank,
okay,
the replay boner in the history? That is a great one, because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
Do you have a case of the Mondays?
You know what it is? I just need a me day.
Then Kevin Can Wait on CBS is just what the doctor ordered.
I'm about to show you something that I haven't shown to anyone.
A paycheck?
Get your weekly dose of Kevin James.
I thought everybody would enjoy a little crudite.
It's crudite.
French language police are here. Take me away.
TV's number one comedy.
I just heard the information. You got to give a man a second to celebrate.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
Be 18 or older to play.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
We got a lot of big play guys. I mean, Golden Tate's leading the league in yards after catch. He's, I think, in top three in third down receptions. You know, he's up there in yards per catch. I mean, they've got weapons that are in the top 10 in the National Football League.
That's John Fox talking about the offense of the Detroit Lions, and that's what you should be watching this Sunday. Because if Jim Bob Cooter is searching around and he wants a familiar home,
scouting for a coach.
If you want to watch a guy firsthand, I know you guys like to build these offseason, you know, lists of offensive coordinators. Well, you got a couple in this division, I should say.
Jim Bob Cooter,
Pat Shurmur. You've seen the Minnesota Vikings offense with Case Keenum and Sam Bradford earlier on in the year. You're going to get a chance to see a guy with a prodigy quarterback who has now grown into his own, and a guy in Golden Tate who, when he came out of Notre Dame, I was like, this is not a number one. He goes to Seattle, a lot of expectations. Didn't he break into like a donut shop or something like that? It was something weird that happened. You remember when Golden Tate broke into that donut shop? I think he was drunk or high or something like that, and they broke into a donut shop.
Vaguely, yeah. I do. So that does ring a bell.
Seattle didn't, you know, they didn't use him well, or he didn't play as
he said something. Yeah, we were just hungry and we wanted donuts.
Yeah, wanted donuts. Right, that means he was high. So then he goes to Golden. He goes to Detroit, and they put him in the slot, and he turns himself into a damn good receiver. So he's shown that he can develop a player and get the best out of him. And also, Matt Stafford for a while was doing the sidearm thing, the over-the-arm thing. I think that's because his arm was hurt and he was delaying shoulder surgery. But Matt Stafford is playing at a premium level these last couple of years. I mean, if you want to watch something this weekend, if the Bears game is taking you to a place that you don't want to be because the Detroit Lions offense is scoring on that really, really good defense, or defense that we thought was really good, try to keep in touch with the play calling, what you're seeing early and what you're seeing late in the game, and is he setting things up? This is a guy who, with Matt Stafford, throws the hell out of the football, too. So maybe it's that futuristic Mitchell Trubisky look that you want to have. But Jim Bob Cooter, right here for you.
That's not a terrible comp looking at Stafford's stuff for Trubisky either.
Because super accurate, super strong arm.
Multiple release angles. You know, sometimes,
can run a little bit.
Sometimes to a fault with Stafford where he gets a little rag-armed.
I think his arm
was
hurt for a little bit and he started to drop that arm.
It just gets a little Philip Riversy at times. But
wasn't that the deal with Contreras? Wasn't Contreras dropping that arm after he got hurt? The Sox pitcher, Jose Contreras, for a while?
Sure.
Like his arm was just killing him, and he just damn near became a sidearm.
And then stuff starts to sail on you.
Right.
That you're getting hit up, and pitches are staying up, and you get a little cement mixer kind of spin to it. And
hey, he won, what was it, 21 straight appearances or something like that? 22 straight appearances?
I will never forget watching him before a game. We were during warm-ups. He was getting ready to start a game, and my son was very young. He was like 5 or something like that. Contreras, first of all, his hands are enormous. And to stretch out the tissue between his index finger and his middle finger to throw the split finger, he was warming up with a 12-inch softball.
Nice.
He was throwing split finger fastballs with a 12-inch softball. Think about that.
That's awesome.
I mean, that
genetic freak.
It was like, whoa.
Yeah.
And is he the one with the family had to ride on the burrow to the hut
to go watch him
to see him play? And they couldn't mention his name, or people would be sent away.
Yeah.
And at least that's over now.
What do you mean?
I'm saying at least the Cuban families can watch their play. I mean,
I thought you meant like at least we could stop hearing about Jose Contreras.
No, I'm saying
national nightmare. Contreras, get him out of baseball.
No, they changed some of the rules.
I got what you got.
It doesn't have to be so clandestine.
His name is not allowed to be mentioned, according to Fidel Castro.
Well, don't have to worry about that anymore, right?
Scoreboard update.
2:30 in the Northwestern Football Update Studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field tomorrow against Minnesota. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Bears are getting set to take on the Lions Sunday at Soldier Field. Still dealing with some injuries. Deion Sims, Bryce Callahan, and Danny Trevathan all held out of practice again today. They're all listed as questionable for Sunday. Also listed as questionable are Tom Compton and DeAndre Houston Carson. Bulls host the Hornets tonight at the UC. Coach Fred Hoiberg said Nico Mirotic will not accompany the team on a 4-game road trip that starts on Sunday. Blackhawks take on the Pens in Pittsburgh tomorrow. College hoops, Illinois and DePaul facing off tonight at 7:30. You can hear that one right here on 670 The Score. And Illinois State falls to Boise State 82-64 at the Puerto Rico tip-off at Myrtle Beach. With a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by to get expert pharmacy care, the medications you rely on, and testing supplies from all the major brands. It's your one-stop, hey, they actually care about me shop. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the home for the Built Ford Tough Bears Mondays, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley breaking down the Bears-Lions game and continuing coverage throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Packy Web Full.
Do you agree that Jim Bob Cooter is the best name in sports?
I love saying Jim Bob's name.
That's a pretty good name.
Yeah, but he's...
People are actually texting, asking if you have a problem with his name and hiring if he was a good coach.
What? I don't understand. It's his name.
Right.
People said the same thing about Lovie Smith. Remember? Okay, I put NFL football coach named Lovie.
It's not a loving game.
What's going on there? That's not manly enough. Gotta be manly men over here.
Gotta get back to Santo and the pink bats. You remember
right?
that?
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe somebody hit a home run with a pink bat.
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah, it was a tough look for him. Since 2011, you look at the attempts from Matt Stafford, and we talked about Jahvid Best and all the Mikel LeSure, all these running backs that they've drafted over the years that haven't panned out. Look at these numbers, Dan. 663 in 2011. 727 passing attempts in 2012, 634 in 2013, 602, 592, 594. He's got 329 through 9 games already. Like, we talk a lot about pitches in a guy's arm. There's got to be a point where there's a certain amount of throws in a quarterback's arm, right?
Bullets in the gun.
Right? I mean, it's not the same motion, obviously. And you're using different muscle groups in the body because you're at a base. You're not tilted on one leg.
Right.
Right. You're not coming downward.
You're not cartwheeling
into
it.
I understand, but still. Didn't there have to be a certain amount of throws in a dude's arm?
Ask Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
Maybe
if I'm him, I don't suit up again this year.
I thought you were going to say
don't
suit up again.
No. Yeah. I mean, hell, you might have enough money. You know, he's got that architecture degree.
You mentioned a Detroit and running backs. So one showed up on this list as I was just to entertain myself, and I was clicking around today because we talked about Jose Altuve yesterday at 5'6". He has tied the all-time baseball record for shortest most valuable player. Bobby Shantz, a pitcher from the Philadelphia Athletics, won it in 1952, and Phil Rizzuto, Yankee shortstop, won it in 1950. They were both 5'6". So Barry Sanders is indeed, and I think you mentioned his name yesterday, he is the shortest winner, co-winner, if you remember. He and Brett Favre tied to win it in 1997.
We mentioned Barry. Right.
Barry Sanders at 5'8" is indeed the shortest NFL MVP.
You know, you want to hear something really freaky? As a kid, I thought it was so awesome because I had football cards with Barry Sanders and Emmitt Smith, and they were both listed at 5'8", 208 pounds. And I used to look at Barry's body and look at Emmitt's body, and Barry always was a little, he had huge thighs, and he always seemed a little bit out of shape, like not cut like you saw running backs, and then you look at Emmitt, and he looks like a running back, and they're the same weight. So, and didn't Emmitt win an MVP?
Right? Probably, because didn't touchdown he set the record at
the
time?
Yeah, so he'd probably be in there too. He tied for it. Because I think Emmett's the exact same height as Barry.
I got to see where Emmitt is listed.
I believe he is. I believe he's 5'7", 5'8". You know, if Barry's listed at 5'8", then I
5'9".
Football Reference has him 5'9".
5'9" is Emmitt Smith's official listed height, yes.
All right.
Okay, so who is the shortest NBA MVP?
Allen Iverson.
Yes. I didn't realize Steve Nash is 6'3".
Yeah.
Because you think of him as really small.
Well,
and
that's because
here's the thing.
There's always a brother on his head, too.
Allen Iverson is not 6 feet tall.
No.
And not even close.
And not 178 or whatever they listed him at. He's 5'10", about 165.
Yes, he's 5'10". I've stood next to him in the locker room. Yeah. He is not 6 feet tall, but we go with these listed heights.
The crazy length of his arms, though, always made him look a lot taller, a lot longer.
Strength of his hands,
ridiculous.
Too. So then I started to look over the list of the NHL. Then it got fun. Because the first guy you run into, the 2003-2004 Hart Trophy winner, is Martin Saint-Louis.
Oh, yeah, Tampa and New York, right?
And he is 5'8".
Yeah. Okay.
However, and this is what I said, that at no point in our lifetime will this ever be beaten. This will always... always be. You don't know who I'm talking about.
No, I thought you mentioned.
This will always be the shortest, most valuable player of the four major sports.
You mentioned it in your transition.
Not on the air, I didn't.
Not on the air, right.
In 1928-1929, Roy Waters, goaltender for the New York Americans, allowed just 1.15 goals per game. He became the first goalie to win the Hart Trophy. Roy's nickname was Shrimp. He was Roy Shrimp
Waters.
W-O-R-T-E-R-S, and Roy was 5'3". He was the best goaltender in the NHL at 5'3", same height as Muggsy Bogues. He is also the shortest player officially in NHL history. So this thing is over. If you tell me that somebody 5'2 is in line to win an MVP in one of the four major sports, I will bet against it. My money, I'm rolling with Shrimp.
There's even in those like the late 1800s, early 1900s baseball, when people were small. And women.
Leon is getting large.
And drinks were tall. No, Altuve's 5'6", they listed.
Listed at 5'6". I don't think he is, but they list him there. But man, I was introduced to someone you should know, Roy Shrimp Waters, 5'3" goalie, and not allowing pucks past him. He wasn't wearing a mask. He was kind of strange looking. Like they used to make fun of Darren.
Wasn't everybody
Pang.
Back then though?
Yes, everybody was weird looking.
Yeah,
and all the women, even when they were 20, looked like they were 60.
Yeah,
why did they do that?
Dude, you know what's so funny? We were having this conversation in the barbershop today about how women looked older, even though they were young, like at a younger age back then. Because we were just talking.
I know
about
they were all smoking and all out in the sun.
As recently as the discontinuation of Jet magazine, where you look back in like the 80s and early 90s and there's some big hair and other things. And you're like, and it'd be like, this is Carol, a 24-year-old medical student. I'm like, that lady's 40. Mm-hmm. Like, that hair, that makeup, that lady's not 24 years old.
Look at your parents' high school yearbook.
Oh, dude.
And you can't believe don't those people me. Are 18.
Right!
Like, I'm looking at the Omaha Central High School 1961.
Well, let's not date the Bernsteins now.
Well, he's Gail Sayers was in his class, in fact.
Really? You're telling him how good he was then, too.
They're in the same letter sweater picture.
Best high school running back you've ever seen. Dude,
women looked like they were in their 50s.
You want to talk about time machine face?
Time machine.
Von Miller. The first time I saw Von Miller at Texas A&M, and they had the old school like graphic too. He's got the old school gazelles on as it is. He's got the old school brother mustache. If you ever
like A'shaun Robinson,
yes, right. Von Miller. When I saw his sophomore year, a game that Texas A&M, I don't know who they're playing. I think they might right when they jumped in the SEC actually, or a little bit before that. And I'm looking up like who took this 70s brother and dropped him in the new millennium. And I'm like, no way in hell that dude's 20 years old. Like, Von Miller has always looked like a 30-year-old dude. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if guys are going, I know the 80s are cool again, so I don't know if guys are going back to, like, looking like.
Well, he did with the glasses.
Yeah, he had the gazelles. Yeah, he had the big old, actually he had the shooting glass, the big wireframe joints, and then he moved on to the gazelles. But, yeah, the first time I saw Von Miller, I'm like, that's an old face. There's no way in hell that dude is that age.
Time machine. This segment brought to you by Walgreens with expert pharmacy care from Walgreens. Diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for the medications you rely on and supplies from all the major brands. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy. So the GM meetings are over, and I wish I had some juicy Cubs stuff, but the fact is, what you've been hearing reported, some of the speculation in the mainstream, really is what's going on. They do have an infatuation with the Tampa Bay Rays,
yeah,
and several of their players. Well, but
where do you think that's coming from?
It's true.
I'm just saying,
there's two pitchers and a position player.
They're letting your guy put his crew together.
And I'm also starting to wonder if we haven't been keying on the correct position player when it comes to a trade, because there's reasons beyond baseball that have always mattered to this particular regime. So we'll talk about that. You've got the score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Don't stress.
The Home Depot has holiday inflatables. Tons of holiday inflatables. And because Black Friday savings have already started, you can get 25% off over 30 of your favorite holiday characters. Nobody has more outdoor holiday yard decor. Together, we're going all out to the front yard. With 25% off holiday inflatables, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid November 16th through 22nd. Limit 3 per customer. See store for details.
Spot Hero app, you can save time and money by booking your load fast. You'll even get $10 off your first parking spot. That's promo code FAST. Spot Hero.
Hey, this is Kyle Long, offensive lineman for the Chicago Bears. And around here, we all play in some tough conditions. But Ford trucks are even tougher, because Ford F-150 is the only truck with a high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body, so it's lighter and faster, and it'll never rust. Plus, it's bolted to a high-strength steel frame for a solid foundation. Now that's a winning formula, and every other truck is history. Ford F-150, official truck of the NFL and your Chicago Bears.
If it's your life, go to Timeshare Exit.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com. Or call 888-VITAS-80.
This holiday season, he went to Jared because getting her a blender just didn't sound right. Her ideal gift is waiting at Jared, the Levion Collection. Jared has more exclusive Levion pieces than any other jewelry store in the world. And from November 16th through the 26th, visit Jared.com and you'll receive $100 off any Levion purchase. Sound good? That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored six times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Friday. Put your trust in MacGyver.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
One part genius.
I'm splitting the water molecule into oxygen and hydrogen.
How do you know all this?
I watch a lot of YouTube videos.
One part hero.
If anybody can figure this out on his own, it's Mac.
I have an idea.
100% unstoppable.
Can't stop me now.
When things go wrong, he's the only one I trust to figure things out.
I will get you home. That's a promise.
MacGyver, CBS Friday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Oh. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank the replay boner in the history? That is a great one because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Tonight.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I always feel like this time of year, most teams are balancing spending the money versus a trade and how that, you know, how that fits with what they want to do. That's what most teams are doing right now. I think there could be some perfect matches, but usually those don't happen. So usually takes a while. But right now, I think everyone's getting a feel for that balance.
Jed Hoyer, GM of the Cubs, talking about what's going on this time of year, and they made it pretty clear, Theo Epstein, in that hour-long presentation he gave to end the season for his own little exit interview, that he knows he's got some work to do, and you've probably heard all these names, but from people that I've talked to, yeah, the Alex Cobb stuff, absolutely. There's no question that they're going to wait and see what that number is going to be and then talk to him because they believe that Alex Cobb wants to come work with Jim Hickey and wants to be a part of this. Now, the other names that we are hearing from the Rays, obviously, are Chris Archer, who throws hard. He's supposed to be a terrific clubhouse guy and is under contract. And center fielder Kevin Kiermaier.
Oh.
I don't know if you've heard
that
name before.
Track him down, one of the best gloves in baseball.
He was a 3F WAR player last year and positive in base running runs, offensive runs, defensive runs, offensive slash line last year of 276, 338, 450. He added 15 home runs, but that is a professional center fielder who could function as your leadoff man.
You mentioned they were going to find another guy to take at-bats away from Albert Almora. There it is.
That would be that guy. I mean, that's central casting for major league center fielder, and we know that he can go get it. When we started talking about which young player they would trade, what I keep asking, and by the way, they still would love to find a taker for Jason Hayward. There's just no market for it right now. They're open to all kinds of creative discussions about the Jason Hayward deal because they're terrified that this is what they're ending up with.
Yeah.
But
sucks.
I guess perhaps I underrated to some of the off-field concerns about Addison Russell. And it is very much like this organization to want to turn down as much of that noise as they possibly can. Theo is allergic to that kind of thing. And Russell had been talked to about his habits, about...
When you say allergic to it...
He just... The last thing they want is for the phone to ring in the middle of the night and have it be something bad, whether it was Starlin Castro and his cousins.
So they can deal with it if it's happened somewhere else and they bring it onto the team.
Correct.
They just don't want it to happen while they're on the team.
That's what I'm trying to clarify.
Right.
They can handle something that has been adjudicated in the past. If a guy served a suspension, that kind of thing. Look, we know that.
Aroldis.
Yeah, Aroldis Chapman or guys who've had PED rips. That's really not an issue. So, because they've had those guys on the team, and it's no problem.
Mm.
But I know they don't want a phone call about one of their players. And they have had some concerns about the way that Addison goes about his nightlife sometimes.
He's the least mature professional, they feel. I mean, let's call it what it is. He's the guy that they trust the least professionally when it comes to being in a big city and representing yourself like you're in a big city.
The whole social media issue with the wife and the divorce and how they
went. The nanny.
Yep.
Nanny brought that thing all the way down.
Yes.
Boy. She spilled the beans. Yeah. And that just kind of went away. I mentioned it in the performance studio and everybody's like, I'm like, no, we were all here, right? All of a sudden we stopped talking about Addy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody loves to call him Addy. That thing kind of went away. I went away.
It isn't just that. It's also, how do you say this? If you want to go out, there's a way to go out. If you want to be out at night,
there's measures you take.
There's also places. There's also
There's rooms.
Yeah, there's
you have to be on Front Street.
Wearing the I'm Addison Russell T-shirt, right?
I mean, the number 22 was it 27 chain? You know what? Yeah, I got you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You
could tell though in the interviews, you could tell like a young dude who's like very excited to be, in the spotlight. Like during Cubs convention when he went out there a couple of years ago and he started dancing in front of everybody. Like, dude, you're a big deal. I go back to guys not understanding their fame, Dan. There's a bunch of guys that don't understand their fame. You can do whatever. Within legal sense. I'm not just talking about doing whatever you want, but you can have fun. You can
the world's
party.
At your fingertips.
You can party. Just understand how to do it. Understand that, a velvet rope might not cut it. You might need to have your own private room. Or there might have to be an area that you don't have to be with the other people that can get close to you. People who want to take pictures with you and all those other things. You can't trust everybody.
Yeah, you can't go to Madison and wear a t-shirt that says 2 5s make a 10 and then have police kick you out of 3 different places. That would be bad.
Or you can.
or you can.
Yes. And win an MVP and everyone forget about everything.
Right.
Yeah. So maybe that's not the best example for old Addy.
Not hot enough.
Yeah. Pulling down people's shades, saying not hot enough.
Mm-hmm.
And then you lose all your hair.
Well, maybe that stood the way of everything.
Hey, man. Maybe it's I don't believe in karma, but some people do. But if you do believe in karma, the guy rolling up on women and pulling their shades down, saying not hot enough, that goes bald at 26. Yeah. Have a big spoonful of that, homeboy.
This segment brought to you by Volvo. Sweden's greetings from Volvo. You're bad.
You can't handle the pressure. That's all it is.
This holiday
season. Stop being
season,
that guy.
Enjoy limited time offers on cars like the XC90. Visit your local Volvo dealer today.
Yeah, visit them. Yeah. Find yourself a Volvo, damn it. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. We will talk to Kendall Gill in the 3 o'clock hour. Your phone calls are welcome at 312-644-6767.
Yeah,
are we to the point now where every Bears game is like, oh, yeah, Like, it was 2 weeks ago that we were like, yeah, man, they beat the Saints, they beat the Packers. Next thing you know, romping, stomping Bears defense. It took one game.
Aren't you fearful this is where the bottom kind of...
this is it?
Well, no, but it doesn't matter, though. You just got to reevaluate, recalibrate your Bears watching because you focus on one thing, Trubisky.
Right.
Who cares? Like, we know now the season's done now. They're done. Tanny, the whole playoff thing, that's gone.
Tanny,
there's nothing we can do about it.
He's gone, and there's nothing we can do about him. Tanny... you know, a lot of plays where Mitchell Trubisky isn't throwing the football where it's on my television. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of plays that I have to watch still.
We have the NFL game rewind here, one of the great things that we have. Do they have just the Trubisky passing plays?
Well, your game's condensed down to 7 plays, Chris.
Well, I'll be honest with you. On your Xfinity X1 box, if you do have one of those, there is, of course, the regular bar where you're doing your fast-forwarding, your rewinding, but there's a highlight bar as well where you can go to certain dots in the game, and it takes you to the highlights. Now, hopefully, Mitchell Trubisky will be involved in some of those highlights. But
he's scanning here. I'm not seeing anything.
Yeah. Oh, man, these highlights all involve Matt Stafford. What's going on? Why did Marvin Jones have 2 touchdowns? Why is it taking me to...
The dots are all Honolulu blue.
Yeah, that's it. I have a bad feeling about this one.
I do too. I do as well. Yeah. Indeed.
Yeah, this may be the old get your ass out of town game.
That's Jason
John
Goff.
Fox.
I'm Dan Bernstein. 312-644-6767. That's hilarious. 773 said, which NBA player has that hilarious 2 5s make a 10 shirt?
Of course. Yeah, good old number 88 for your Chicago Bulls, apparently.
Yep.
I know you said I've been growing up, but watch out for me the next week.
Well, thanks for that. You have the score.
Bears fans, stick around because you're listening to Bears Friday on the Score. All day today, we'll be talking to Bears experts and special guests to get you ready for the game. And it's only right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Stop sleeping on sheets that aren't luxury sheets because you think, oh, what difference does it make? Here's what's going to happen. You're going to get sheets from Brooklinen.com, and then you're going to say, oh, man, I have to admit, this really does make a difference. And I'm with you. I didn't really appreciate it until my wife started telling me about thread count and sheet quality, and I said, oh, these really are better. And she said, yes, they are. And why are we spending this on sheets? The good news is you don't have to spend much on sheets because of what Brooklinen does. They were designed as a company. It was started by a husband and wife team just a couple of years ago, and their whole thing is stripping out the unnecessary markups and retail licensing fees and manufacturing waste. So you get high-end sheets. You don't have to go to a boutique. You don't have to go to a department store. You just go to Brooklinen. I love my Brooklinen sheets, and you can try these. You'll love them, too. Here's a special deal just for you. This is what you get just for listening. You get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code Dan at brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident you will love your new sheets that they're offering a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. No reason not to give these sheets a try for yourself or give them as a gift this holiday season, the gift of luxury sheets. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Dan at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com, promo code Dan. Brooklinen, these are the best sheets.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidgewoman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
Asking the right question is 95% of getting the right answer.
Here's a question I'll bet you haven't heard before.
You're the Speaker of the House. Have you reached out to the Democrats yet?
You've done your homework on this.
Mr. Vice President, tell me where you think this conflict is right now.
Terrific question.
What are some of the questions you want to see answered about what Russia may have done?
Thank you for the question.
What do you see as the central question?
Really a good question.
Such a great question.
Oh, that's a good question.
That is the perfect question.
Here's a question. Why would you get your news from anywhere other than CBS This Morning?
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing. I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored 6 times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The Home Depot has holiday inflatables, tons of holiday inflatables. And because Black Friday savings have already started, you can get 25% off over 30 of your favorite holiday characters. Nobody has more outdoor holiday yard decor. Together, we're going all out to the front yard with 25% off holiday inflatables. The